Tainis, per gimel mishneches. Al kol tzor shaloi tovoi. This is a famous bitu of Chazal. We don't talk about tzor shetovoi. We don't want to say a loshen of Puronius to Klal Yisrael. So Chazal expressed tzoris, Rachman on some that are threatening, al kol tzor shaloi tovoi ala tzibur. Masriyan oleo, we step right away into tainis mode, tainis and tvila mode. Chutz miroiv kshomim, except for if it's raining too much. Even though, the Rav points out, even though we're talking about rain, which is really getting in the way of people. People aren't getting out, maybe it affects business, but we're not talking about floods. We're talking about too much rain. That's the ma'aseh tir. The rain is a siman brocha. It's too much. Stay in still, stay inside for a day, but we don't treat that as a tzara. People today hear that the weather forecast, the weatherman, reports the weather, and he says, come out with a nigun echo that it's going to rain tomorrow. What does he mean to say? He means, you're not going to be able to play baseball tomorrow afternoon. But rain is a siman brocha. Rabbi Avigdor Miller is talking about it all the time, that we're destroying our children whenever we talk about rain. Whenever we talk about the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a negativity, we're destroying our children. We teach them to not appreciate the Rabban Shalom's matanas. Roiv kshomim is not something to complain about. It's not something to be goyza. Maise sha'omru loy l'choyni ha'ma'agel. This is a famous ma'aseh, one of Klal Yisrael's most beloved stories. It's interesting, by the way, Maseches Tainis has a ribui of anecdotes. It's a Masechta that goes very deep into who we are as Yidden. Our instinctive who we are is that things happen and we don't believe in Derech HaTeva. We go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of Maseches Tainis. So Klal Yisrael backs up the halachas over here with anecdotes that express this. It's a Masechta that's very much the character of Klal Yisrael. Maise sha'omru loy l'choni ha'ma'agol. L'choni ha'ma'agol is a Tana b'yomim kadmoinim, probably in the door, the way it seems from other Mamori Chazal, before most of the Tanoim, maybe in the door of Shammai and Hillel Askenim. They said to him, he was a Bavus Tzadik, we'll see soon why he's called Ma'agel, the one in the circle, his spal sheyorduk shamim, Davin, Rabbeinu Davin, we need Shefa, we need the Rabban Shalom to give us. Omalem tzuvi chnisu tanuri psochim, he says to them, he was so betuach in the koyach ha'tfilah, take in the clay tanurim that are made of cheres, b'shvil shalei yimoyku, they shouldn't melt, they shouldn't fall apart from the rain. Hilspal v'loyod u'kshamim. Surprise, k'sham didn't come down. Ma'asa. Og ugo. Ugo we think of as a cookie, but ugo over here means something round. Maybe that's why it's the same word. Og ugo, he drew a circle. V'omad b'soichi, he stood inside it. Your children are relying on me. I'm mamish hamish with you, Rabban Shalom. I talk to you. Nishbani b'shimcha agodo she'ni zoz mikan. Gevalt. He made a shvur b'shem hakodesh v'anoiro that is not budging ad sheterachim al bonecho. His chiluk shama menatvim. The rain started dripping, drizzling. Oma, loy kach shalte. It's not what I asked for. That's not the kiyum of my shvua. El gishmei boiris shichinu ma'oris, rain that will fill up the pits, the cisterns, the wells. His chilu lerid bezaf, it started pouring, bucketing. Amar lo kach sha'alti, el gishmei rotzim, brachu nedava. Not overflow. Should be rain exactly in the middle that Klal Yisrael needs it. Yordu ketiknon. That means like this. This is a very important principle b'chlal. Midas ha'chesed and midas ha'din in the Bria are opposites, and there's a blend of both. Same way we know that, let's say, Zavrom Avinu is Midas HaChesed, Yitzchok is Midas HaDin, so Yaakov is Teferis, it balances it out. That's a Dvarim Yeduim. So you can have Midas HaDin, and the world will starve, will suffocate to death. Midas HaChesed, the world will be blanketed by Chesed. What happened by the Mabul? The Rebbe Shalom made it rain, but the rain, there's an overabundance, that itself is destruction. An overflooding of Midas HaChesed. Ketiknon means exactly the way it should be. It wasn't just raining. It rained to the point where people that were in the lower areas of Yerushalayim left their places in the valleys and they came up towards the Harabayis, which was higher up than Me'ak Shomim. Bo v'omru lo, the Chachomim sent to him. Kishem shispalalta lev sheyerdu kach tispal sheyelchu lehen. If the rain came, now the rain is gonna flood them out of their homes. The rain should go away. Go see. This is how we know that it was biyam kadmoinim, because later on, the end of the tkufa of the bayis sheni, they didn't have this mitzvah anymore. What was this Evan Atoyim? Evan Toyim was a high place in Yerushalayim. We don't know exactly where it was. Where anybody that would find, it's mentioned in Eilu Mitzvah, anybody that would find the mitzvah would stand there and he would be machriz, and everybody knew Mistama at times of Aliyah LeRegel. That's when all in Yerushalayim, that was the place to go. That was the lost and found center in Yerushalayim. Later on, towards the end of Bayis Sheni, there was a preponderance, there was a ribuy of people that weren't honest. I wouldn't say a ribuy. Klal Yisrael was our nemonim and amitim, b'nei nemonim v'amitim. We're talking here about unscrupulous individuals, some of them were tzedukim, people that weren't from, that got mixed in. So they couldn't rely on the system anymore. Ayin the Gemara Ne'el Metzias. So go see if that high place is covered in rain. Sholach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shotach, it's not clear how to pronounce that. Umole choyniato. Just by the way, just to go back, we said before that the choyniam agol was in the times of Hill of Hashem Haskenim. Sholach lo Shimon ben Shetach is 2 days before that. There's another maimer where choyniam agol was Mayrich Yom. There's even the story where he lived for another 70 years. But he was Mayrich Yomim, so Mestama 2 days later, as a very old Zokin, he met up with Hillel and Shammai. But over here we have him together with Shimon Meshotach, who's 2 days before that, the Zugim, where it's mentioned the Zugais, which is mentioned in the first parak in Ovois. So he says to him, Omole Choyni Ato, if you wouldn't be Choyni, Gezvani Olecho Nidui. The way you were just misnag with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish, you Balabatavid, you're giving marching orders to Rabban Shalom Kiviyoko. I would have been goyzer alecha nidui, put you in chayim. Ava ma'as alecha, sh'ata mischate lufnei amok ava isa lecha ritzaycha, keben shu mischate. I love it. You're like a child who comes, mischate is a loshon chazal, where it's like a loshon chet. You come in a matzu of tachanunim, and you beg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is choyte, he's lacking, he's missing. When a person begs, it's because he's missing something. So the loshon is mischate, in front of the Eibishter, va isa lecha ritzaycha, keben shu mischate, I love it. Like a child who begs his father, the relationship is so real and so authentic that the Rebbe Shem has to treat you like a child. A tata is asked, he gives. That's the mitzvahs. It's impossible that we say by a bris. Rejoicing, the apostle of Mishlei, the father and the mother of this child should rejoice, and they should be full of gila. The Rebbein Shalom has mamash a feeling of like a child. So Mamela, that's why it's not chutzpah, because that's a child could be demanding from a parent. What Choyni Magal meant for them to do is to check out if the Evan Hatoyim was covered. It was so high up that if that was covered, that means it's a mabul. What he meant to do was basically he pushed them off that I can't daven that it should stop raining. One doesn't ask for brochas to be taken away. That was his kavanah. Mishneh Tes, Hoyu Misanim V'Yodlam Chom Kedma Netzachama. We're talking about that the Isurei Tainis, the not eating, would be start from Alois. So it's interesting. Yoim starts from Alois. All mitzvahs are Yoim. A person could be Yoitz in Mikra Megillah, for example. One could be Yoitz after Alois Hashach. You don't have to wait for Netz. Tefillah, there's a Lechat Chil to daven after Netz. But Be'etzim Yoim is from Alois Hashach. But still, since the Iker Tainis, when people are up, it's from Netz, it's not called the time it started. Therefore, Baruch Shem, the Klai Yisrael was answered at 4 o'clock in the morning, it rained, before Netz. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, after Alois. The Aloch is Lo Yeshlim, and they don't have to finish off the Tainis, because the Tainis never really started. That's called the Tainis ended before it started. La'acha Netzachamo, if the Tainis already started, so then Yeshlimo. A Tainis, what over here, was not tonight, it didn't. Weren't Mekabal Tainis, Al Manasseh it doesn't rain tomorrow. They were hoping it would rain. There were Goyz of Tainis, so the Tainis has to stand. A Tainis that started has to be finished. Rav Lezer has a new knech. He says that there's such a thing as a Tainis for a few hours. It, something like that. And that's not really a tainis because some people don't really eat breakfast. Many people like that. They don't eat breakfast. They go on adrenaline and they function till chatzai seyam. Chatzai seyam is when they need to eat. So mele, till then, the tainis is not bishleimus, and therefore the idea is that the tainis wasn't really fully on the way, and therefore you can be mevatlet. Once the tainis is fully on the way, even though the tzora passed, Baruch Hashem, you can't be mevatlet the tainis. Maisa she goes with tainis belud, they were geyser, v'yod lang sham kaid v'chatzais, the sham came down, omelem Rabbi Tarfin, tzu'u v'ichlu shtu v'asu yamtiv. Go make a sunda, say, yamtiv. V'yotzu, v'ochlu, v'shosu, v'osu yamtiv. They made a yamtiv out of it. And after they had the sunda, they all gathered together in shul, and they said, halagodl. Halagodl is what we say Shabbos morning, capital Kuf Lamed Vav in Tillim, and it says over there, noisin lechem l'chom asor, ki lo'olam chazdoi. So now the halagodl one says, the Lashon of the Rav is the Lashon of the Gemara, one says, Bekeres Malei of the Nefesh Tzaveh. They has to be on a full stomach and a happy heart. Full stomach is not a bad thing. What it means is he has to be in a matzah where he's fully appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa. So that's the time to say Halagod, like we say Halagod Leo Pesach after the whole Suda. So Memela, they said Halagod Lanshul.